Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Samuel Imbrova, political desk, was at the EC headquarters all throughout and joins me in studio with more. Now, Sammy, what did the MPP say to this? But first off, did the EC say anything? Have they spoken?
Well, when I approached Dr. Bosman Asare, he said for now they will not comment. And then, you know, usually after every IPAC meeting, they issue a statement on their various handles on social media. I've been combing through. I've not seen any statement like that. But Dr. Bosman Asare said he was going for another meeting and wouldn't comment on it. So we are expecting that he joins us to clarify some of these issues.
Mm. Well, I mean, all the parties were represented. Have we heard what the NDC, the MPP also said to this allegation?
Well, I contacted the NPP. The NPP believes that the position taken by the NDC is confrontational and should not be encouraged. Mr. Peter McMenu, who is the Director of Electoral Affairs for the Bahamia campaign team, said the NPP will comply with the directive and withdraw their agents going forward.
And for us, as a party, NPP, we think that coming events cast their shadows. So what has transpired was not a good thing, and that the EC in their wisdom and with the authority vested in them under the constitution decided that we should withdraw the agents. We abide by it. We will abide by it in the interest of peace and tranquility in our electoral process. What I've said is not in the law. It was out of EC's magnanimity and transparency. But if that is going to bring violence and chaos, and as I said earlier, coming events, it may even lead to killings. Should they wait for that to happen? Withdraw your agents and let peace and harmony prevail at the transfer process system. And I don't think that is fair enough. It means you are being confrontational to the decisions of the authority which is vested in the Electoral Commission of Ghana under the Constitution of the Republic. We don't have to be confrontational in election processes.
Well, Sammy, we also had Kodel in this meeting. What did they make of this?
Exactly, Kojo. The Coalition of Domestic Election Observers is backing the decision by the EC and demands the NDC complies with the directive in the interest of a peaceful electoral process. We can listen to Abed Ahin, who is a national coordinator for Kodel.
It has never even occurred in this commission before. It's not in the law in the first place. So I'm even wondering why the EC, maybe they were being too magnanimous by allowing them to send their people there. It could also be that they wanted to be extra transparent, okay? But if, on the other hand, it's being abused, then they are right.
Are you backing the decision by the EC?
I, in the first place, wouldn't even want agents to be around when transfers are being made, because the law does not even back it. You can't defend it anywhere because the law is against it. It is not written anywhere that when transfers are being made, parties should be represented.
Now, the worrying situation is that the NDC is still on its grounds. It says their agents should remain at the transfer center because they are suspecting that the EC wants to manipulate the system in favor of their main opponent, the MP.
I cannot answer for the EC what they will do if the NDC still has the agents there. It will be for them to decide what to do if they should still maintain them there.
But definitely, you have a caution for that because we know definitely that if it is going to continue,
yes,
we have chaos.
Continue, definitely it's going to be chaotic. Don't be there, I'm going to be there. Don't be there, I'm going to be there. Then it's going to be chaotic. So the best thing for maybe the other party to do is to also withdraw, because they've done a lot of, you know, discussion here, and I don't think the EC, you know, gave in. The way the discussion went, I'm not sure the EC gave in. Well, if they are going to consult among themselves as a commission, it could be they can come out later to say it, but I don't know. But for now, The EC is saying every party should withdraw.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Let's bring in, so go on to the phone lines now and bring in some more people to have a discussion on this. Let's start with Albert Kofi Ayin, who is National Coordinator of CODEO. Mr. Ayin, I'm grateful to you for joining us. First off, how do we ensure that all of this does not happen?
Hello?
Ms. Ayin?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find out from you. I mean, the EC says, the law says, we should not allow the people to be there. The NDC, on the other hand, says, well, the law is not succinct on this. And I'm trying to find out from you, how do we ensure all of this, all of these, do not happen?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do in this circumstance, or with the situation we are confronted with, is to have either an NGO, the Peace Council, or some other body to mediate, to bring sanity into this process. And as I told you earlier on, the NDC is saying they don't want to withdraw their people. The other party is saying they are going to withdraw their members, people from there. So what happened? Is the EC going to confront the agents at the various centers, or they are going to ask the security men to drive them away? You know, this is going to be a little bit dicey. So I'm going to say that maybe we need to bring in a third party.
Okay.
Either the Peace Council will have to get the NDC and talk to them so that we can have some sanity, or some other agency, either an NGO, a CSO, or whatever. Because as I said earlier on, this is something coming from the EC, and they are being magnanimous. They are being magnanimous in the sense that they want to stretch
trying to be open and transparent.
They want to help to open, you know, this transparency thing further. And I think it was good enough, and they should even be commended for doing that. But if in the practice, in the observance of this, we are abusing this grace, then I don't think we Ghanaians should sit by and watch. You see, because honestly, it's foreboding a bad omen.
Okay.
Now it's sending bad signals to what is going to happen this particular election. So we should be careful and handle it with care.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Mustapha Gbande, who is Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Mustapha, the law says a returning officer shall give a copy of the transferred voters list to all political parties and candidate on request each time that there is a transfer of vote. So why won't you agree with the EC when the EC says, well, of course, we'll give you the list, but you don't need to be there?
Thank you very much. I think that basically we are speaking to issues about systems and procedures. Indeed.
Mustafa, kindly move away from the radio set behind you because it's giving us some feedback.
There is no radio set behind me.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on.
Can you hear?
I can hear you clearly, yes.
Yes, I'm just saying that it is a matter of prudence to say that EC did a good thing by allowing political parties to, you know, present agents at the ongoing exercise. Indeed, it adds up to what we all have called for as transparency and in terms of upholding the integrity of the exercise. Mind you, this decision was taken at a forum where all political parties agreed that for the purposes of transparency and trust in what the Electoral Commission is doing. Don't forget that this is the first time we are doing registration and having to battle with some of the machines being stolen. It has never happened in the history of our country that devices of the Electoral Commission are stolen few months into such a very sensitive exercise. Number two, beyond that, the controversies and disagreements, if you call it violence or altercation, that have occurred, the police are fortified enough to contain these altercations. And it is their primary function. Indeed, yesterday, I was in Kasua when some of these things happened. And immediately it happened, the police took control and forestalled order. The IGP had instructed that all party supporters should go away from a certain perimeter of the center to allow peace and also protecting the individuals who are transferring their votes. I must say that these disagreements did not originate from the agents or no agents throughout the country. The five places throughout the country that recorded these altercations, no agent was part. It was all about supporters and the people who are not engaged officially in the exercise. So
the presence of the agent will definitely attract party supporters there. EC says, hold on. EC says, to ensure these things do not happen, let us close it to party agents so that there's nobody there. When we finish, of course, if you request for the list, we'll make it available so that we don't shed blood for this process. Is that not something wise enough to be considered?
EC will just be holding our hands behind our back and allow MPP to use stolen devices to compromise the exercise. That is why we have taken a very clear position that from tomorrow, we are going to ask all our party supporters to be at registration centers to ensure that persons who do not qualify, persons who do not meet the criteria of the CI, are not allowed to transfer their votes, because that is what the MPP wants to do. And the MPP will agree to withdraw their agents, because in the absence of agents, it inures to their benefit. And the EC is supposed to be neutral. The police are supposed to be a buffer. And the police are doing their work. How can the Electoral Commission be compromising transparency and rather jumping on issues of security when the police are adequately resourced enough to be able to protect the exercise? Where are we?
Mustafa,
it is magnanimity. What magnanimity is the point where, for the first time, machines have been stolen and we are doing registrations. For the first time, EC have let political parties to be the ones busing people for registration when the Constitution doesn't say so. Where was Kodio when EC was centralizing registration to district level, making it difficult for Ghanaians to be able to register? Is that what the Constitution says?
Mustafa, you do have available to you the number of people who registered in the just and the registration exercise. Again, The law enjoins EC to make the list of all transferred voters available to you. Why do you still doubt the EC, that the EC is in bed with the MPP trying to do something that would inure to the benefit of the MPP and not you?
You see, our presence enhances the credibility and transparency of the process. We know that the MPP's plan is to rig the election. So when they are all over the place and shouting that it is we should withdraw agent Peter McMenu is all over the place and talking about it's hypocrisy. What they are trying to do is to rig the process. If agents are not there, they will bust people from adjoining constituencies for the purposes of data gerrymandering, which is why we say we will not agree. In the case of Winneba, we do not have a military camp in Winneba. How come Apenyo Markins was able to mobilize military officers to go and register in Winneba? Is there any military detachment in Winneba? So have they met the 12-month criteria? So if we open the window, don't you think they will do more? And so the agents will rather be there to ensure that these things are very transparent. If they see a red flag, they discuss among themselves and we are good to go. In the interest of peace and in the interest of the Electoral Commission's own sinking credibility, because this is the first time we are doing a registration exercise and battling with missing machines that have not been accounted for. What are they talking about?
Well, grateful to you. Let me hold the line for me. Let me bring in Evans Nemako, who is director for director in charge of research and election for the governing MPP. Grateful to you. Now, the NDC says because of the missing devices, they cannot trust that the EC will do a good job if they are not there. Isn't this probably a good leg to say, okay, how can we move forward by all of us being present?
Well, thank you and good evening to your listeners. I think we must get the issue straight. We are talking of transfer of voters. The onus is on an individual voter who, by a certain arrangement, will be located at a point as of the time of voting. And on that note, that voter has the right to apply to the returning officer for transfer of his or her vote from a registered point to a new area. The onus is on the register, the voter. When you look at the CI 91 as amended, when it gets to registration of voters, the regulation 10 says that political parties and other stakeholders may be granted the opportunity to have their agents at such centers. In the case of transfer, the CI 127, Regulation 22, says a registered voter may apply. It gives exemption to a student or a security person to apply, taking away the 12-month period. The issue of agents is not applicable under the CI 127 Regulation 22, except that the 22.8 says that political parties or candidates upon request may apply to the EC for copies of such transfer list to be furnished to them. I think this is a straightforward issue. But when parties met at IPAC on 29th, we took a position that parties should be allowed to have their agents at such transfer centers, 268 of them. But if that is creating problems, why do we have to continue? And it's unfortunate that the NDC always want to make their case and make reference to the new patriotic party as colluding to do what? We've won elections over the years, irrespective of who sat there as the returning officer or the EC official. We've had 38,622 polling stations. And the new patriotic party with our representations in all these polling stations, we've won elections. So it's not what who sits there or the noise that the NDC will be making. But what is the act saying? If it allows for parties to have their agents at these places, new patriotic party, we took our agents. But if you begin to be physical, if you begin to attack and create unnecessary tension and confusion, why do we allow that? And so we would have loved a situation where, under the circumstance, you could have said that if an agent is creating a problem, can we then substitute? But the push of NDC is really disturbing, and we must all look at it and address it head on. The CI 127 doesn't talk of agents at transfer centers. It only says that the voter has a right to apply to the return officer upon a declaration. So what is Mustafa saying? What is Omane Boama saying? That the MPP is making arrangement to rig an election? We went into elections in 2016. We beat Mr. John Mahama, who was the sitting president. We beat him again in 2020. So what are they talking about?
Well they say they have instructed their agents to be there tomorrow.
That is the confusion they want to bring to bear on all of us. And is that what is in the law?
But what will the MPP do?
Will not allow you. If the police says you will not allow you, then what kind of expectation are they expecting across these transfer centers? It is not in the law that you should have your agents. But we took a decision that EC should allow us to have agents. And you are there fighting. In any case, my brother, there is no means of challenge If you, a registered voter, seek to transfer your vote, an NPP agent cannot challenge you, an NDC agent cannot challenge you, a media person cannot challenge you, Kodio cannot challenge you. So what is the point?
But it's refusing the agent the best solution to this current situation. That, of course, there have been some disturbances somewhere, but is banning the best solution?
Hello.
Let me say, Nimako.
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to find out from you that in the current dispensation, is banning the agent our best bet in solving what is happening?
If they will attack you as an agent, NDC has advised their agents and their support base that go to polling stations with cutlasses, with machetes, with stones. What are we asking for ourselves?
Where did you hear this?
Ask Mustafa Bandi. Ask him.
No, but where did you hear this?
I'm saying ask Mustafa Bandi. He should be in the right position to respond.
No, but you are alleging that they have taken a certain decision, and I'm asking you.
Ask him. If you will not be able to respond, that's not what they said.
He was not the one who said it. You said it. So where did you hear it from, sir?
So ask him, my brother. I'm saying that for us as New Patriotic Party, we will comply with what is in the act. We will not do anything otherwise or untoward. But it is fair that where the law says you can have your agent available, you will comply. Where the law does not state, but it's agreed at AIPAC that can we have our agent? In any case, I'm saying there's no room for challenge by even an agent.
Okay. Let me bring in Mustafa Agbande here. Mustafa, so I mean the law is clear, but I mean Evans Dimako is raising some allegations that you have planned and you've asked your party members to go to these centers and cause mayhem. Why that?
It's ingenious of him, my senior brother. I have not said so. My general secretary haven't said so. Indeed, we are doing an exercise and about 275 constituencies. We, both political parties, we commended ourselves who have gone through a very peaceful registration exercise. And Evans knows that, Dimako knows that. And so why are we seeing a different trend in the voter transfer? What we have asked our vote, our support base, and our agents is to ensure that we increase more vigilance by being present at the registration.
But Bande, once the law says you can take the list, why not for peace prevail, just obey what the EC wants to do?
No. I've told you that EC wants to tie our hands behind us to allow the MPP do what we call gerrymandering, because they are contesting parliamentary election, not a presidential election. I want to tell you that is MPP strategy. What they want to do is to move voters to particular constituencies where they know through that dubious activity they can win, so that they can have majority. They are not going to allow the people decide on themselves. And we are saying that let each and everyone vote in their traditional constituency.
Even if your directive is going to cause mayhem, you still stand by it that your agent should go there?
In fact, tomorrow agents will go and party supporters will be there.
All right, thank you. Nimako, you want to make a point?
You see, my brother, this is New Patriotic Party. On the 29th of last month, we were part of IPAC that took the decision that we should allow parties to have their agents at this transfer center. Looking at tens of events, we really have challenges as to why an agent who is just to be there to observe how these transfers are done will begin to exhibit signs that are against the dictates of the law. In any case, when we said that we should have agent there, we never anticipated that it is going to result in such physical attacks.
Okay. Okay, Evans Nimako, I'm grateful to you for joining. And thanks to you, Albert Kofi Ahin, as well as Mustafa Bande. This has been the top story. Coming up next is Newsnight with Evans Mensah.
In the next 60 minutes here on Newsnight, Attorney General set to face off with lawyers of minority leader and Richard Jackpa in ambulance procurement trial in less than 24 hours as he mounts challenge against application for mistrial and request for inquiring to his conduct following leaked call with third accused. But will the Chief Justice allow live coverage of tomorrow's hearing? We have the latest. Also tonight, police charge popular actor Kojo Nkansa Lewain with dangerous driving and negligently causing harm in accident case involving the actor's vehicle that claimed the life of a three-year-old boy. We'll hear from his lawyers who are seeking to set him free.
In fact, we were bulldozed here. We didn't come on our own. Fortunately, his statement was taken today. It was not just an ordinary game. We need to cross other hurdles to get him free.
We'll hear from family of the deceased who are mounting a spirited campaign for justice. Also tonight, 7 months after her passionate plea for free dialysis treatment, the dream of 15-year-old Priscilla Bruce will now come to pass, but she is not alive to enjoy what she prayed for. As the National Health Insurance Scheme rolls out 6-month dialysis support program for children like Priscilla.
I am appealing to the government to help me live through this. Otherwise, I may die.
We are doing this on compassionate grounds because it is our 20th anniversary, and we believe that by the time the 6 months elapsed, government would have announced a sustainable plan.
We'll also tonight hear from the Vice President.
Today, 3rd of June, dialysis treatment for everybody under 18, everybody over 60 is free in Ghana.
We'll also tell you how the Joy News Dialysis Crisis series brought the issue to the fore and tracked promises made by government and other stakeholders in sports.
We'll hear from President of the Ghana Football Association, who's urging the Black Stars to go to Mali and deliver positive results in the World Cup qualifiers.
And as the nation gears up for the 2024 elections, prospective first-time voters living with disabilities are making a strong push for the various political parties to prioritize free tertiary education in their manifestos.
I have a friend who is a visually impaired. He has to go for fishing before he can come to school.
Some people having disabilities graduate their secondary school with very good grades, but there's no one to support them. So if the government makes education free for people with disability, I think it is very good.
And stay for the details in the latest episode of our Just Turned 18 series.